Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Thursday, June 23rd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The food crisis in West Africa tops our news. Millions are at risk of starvation after 2004's drought and locust infestation. Evangelical Baptist Missions Chris Marine says they've reinstated the relief fund to help. That, in turn, will open doors for other things.
Our priority there is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with the community. But many times in an Islamic culture, you have to meet their needs first, and you have to become a friend to them, and that takes years to do. And so as we open up and are available to meet the needs of the families, then much of the time they will then sit and listen to what we have to say about the gospel.
Next, there's good news on evangelical church growth in Ireland. A recent survey by the Evangelical Alliance of Ireland reports 25 years ago there were only 40 churches. Now there are more than 130 with an estimated 13,000 members in the Dublin area alone. Greater Europe Missions' Phil Kingsley says much of the growth is coming from the Catholic Church.
There have been a lot of disappointments in the Catholic Church over the last few years. Things have come out in the media that have kind of shaken basic assumptions people have had, and people are not ready to give up on God and not ready to give up on spirituality, but they're coming back and saying, well, you know, is there another option?
And they're stepping forward, wanting to spread the gospel message even further. And the man who helped millions of people discover they could read and understand Scripture has died. Dr. Kenneth Taylor passed away June 10th at the age of 88. He was best known for his work on the Living Bible. His passion to get the Bible translated into the languages of the world resulted in a partnership between the Tyndale House Foundation and the Seed Company. As a result, the Scriptures are now available in the languages spoken by 100 million people. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Josh McDowell's classic book, More Than a Carpenter, has been combined with The Life of Jesus, A Harmony of the Gospels, two books in one, a gift from Gain USA. Requested at 1-800-995-4828. You can also find it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.